You know, we've been through such a long drought of our teams not being competitive. The Lions broke that drought by going to the postseason last year and competing at a high level. Prior to that, they haven't been to the playoffs since 2016, and they got pretty much smoked by Seattle in that game, 26-6. The Red Wings' last postseason appearance was 2016, lost to Tampa 4-1. Pistons, how about this? The Pistons' last playoff appearance was 2019. They got swept in that series. Before that, it was 2016. They got swept in that series. Before that, it was 2009. They got swept in that series. And the Tigers, of course, has been since 2014. It really feels like that Tiger team in 2014 was the last team that really harbored legitimate championship hopes. And not just for the Tigers, but for all Detroit teams. You can argue that maybe that Lions team, but that 2014 Tigers team feels like the last team for me that we actually went into the postseason feeling like there was championship hopes. We didn't think the Pistons were going to win the championship or the Red Wings were going to win the Stanley Cup. Maybe, and then the Lions came along last year, and that team kind of took us out of that drought. And now this team might make the playoffs too. And look, there's a long way to go and lots to be played, but it's fun to be back in the mix like this, man, with two of our teams.
It's a ton of fun. And, you know, right now it's as much as I'm excited about the Monday night game here in Detroit against Seattle, I'm all about the Tigers right now. How good is this team? We don't know. You know, it's interesting. I wrote in my notes before the show that during this crazy stretch we've seen since, like, middle of August, they put together – different stretches where they're 7-3, 8-2 during 10 game stretches or whatever, and we're like, when we talked about them on the air, we said, look, they're playing really well right now, but this is an average baseball team,
right?
But then they put together like 3 and 4 of those stretches in a row,
right.
Where they keep doing that for segments, like, okay, the stretch is over, they just lost, and then they go out and win 5 of the next 7, and then they win, you know, 4 of the next 5. And I'm at a point now, Doug, where enough of saying that it's just an average baseball team playing well. Because they've done it for this long.
They've done it too long.
This is a good baseball team.
Yep.
All right? I'm not going to say they're a great baseball team. Prove me wrong and show me you're a great baseball team, but this is a good baseball
team. I'm starting to think they have a great I feel most confident saying what's great about them. I think their bullpen is great. I think Skubal is great. I think their outfield is mimicking and maybe great or just mimicking a great outfield, but they've done it for long enough that I'm believing it more and more and more. And every time Parker Meadows goes 3 for 5 and leads off a game with a home run, I buy in a little more. And I think their defense is great.
And this is how they're playing right now, because we've had stretches this year where we go back to July and we talk about the team. And you know what we didn't say? That the bullpen was great.
No.
We didn't say that.
Nope.
You know, we didn't say that the defense was great.
Nope.
Because it wasn't. But since the middle of August, things have clicked, whether it's the message being sent through to the players or the players just hitting their stride and finally kind of figuring things out. And here you go with the right mix of bringing the guys up at the right time. I don't know. It's just this confluence of tremendous events that has led this team to where they're at right now, which is being considered now a good baseball team. This is not an average baseball team. This is a good baseball team. They've proven it by taking care of the Baltimore Orioles in 2 series, winning both of those series. And, you know, last I checked, how's Baltimore doing against the Yankees?
Oh, they're doing well.
Oh, is there something happening?
We checked the box. Here comes a fire truck.
There's a helicopter.
Yep, and a helicopter at the same time. Whenever we are at Comerica Park, without any exception.
All right, so we had guy dragging the guardrail.
Dragging the barrier. Yeah. Dragging a barrier in front of our stage.
Yeah.
Fire truck and helicopter.
All right, check.
Still waiting on long crew.
Yep.
Last time there was actually literally a marching band. There was a marching band.
That is not a lie.
No, it's not. 248-539-9797. All right, let's get to your phone calls. Matt, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How we doing?
What's going on, man?
So, I was two things. I was at the game last night. Atmosphere was electric, and it was really good. I really enjoyed it. And I'm going to get tickets for another game in one of the White Sox games. And then the second thing, this is off Tigers topic, but a couple weeks ago, probably a month and a half, you guys were talking about video games. So I've been up since 5:30 in the morning, and I finally got into a queue to get the new PS5 Pro. And I was one of the lucky ones because they're only making 12,000. And the price, I'm sure your son, Karsh, is not going to want to get it. After taxes, is around like $1,500.
What?
It's a 30th anniversary one, so it looks like it has the colors of the PlayStation 1 and all that. But it's, I wanted it, and so I've been up since 5:30 waiting to get that in the queue. And that just made my day better along with Tiger.
Wait. You have money left for Tiger tickets?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure.
I work for Google, no kids, girlfriend, but no wife. And I always have I save my money, so I have a certain.
There's a fund.
You know what you say. You're void of money drains.
My man.
I've got multiple money drains. You have none.
Yeah, I got a money train. And it put a dent in it, but. I can't wait till it gets here.
You don't play guitar, do you?
No, I do not play guitar.
All right,
I used to play Guitar Hero.
Wow, that's different. You'd have a whole different kind of drain if you played guitar, so that's good for you.
Hey, thank you for the phone call, Matt. Enjoy your time down here at Comerica Park when you make it down. 248-539-9797. People who were here last night, watched last night. I mean, an electric. When Torque hit that home run.
Oh.
Here comes the helicopter again.
Yeah. Well,
when Torque hit that home run,
you got to land and then take off. You can't just, you know.
All right.
We're going to be shuttling people back between the Rensen and Ford Field all day long through our helicopter shuttle.
Well, the budget for the helicopters.
Kindly go to the app. Download the app.
Anyway, when Torque hit that home run and Gibby just went, oh, and then Carlos Pena, did you hear what he said? He was like, shut up.
That's what he does after home runs. I love Carlos Pena.
I love it.
And then they show the view from the booth of those guys, and Carlos gets up and high fives Gibby. Gibby was ready for it. He high fives Benetti. Carlos is jacked.
You know what's great though? It's true of the broadcast crew. It's true of AJ Hinch. It's true of the Tigers. It's true of us. I now know what the actual authentic expression of disbelief looks like, because even though we're living it, everybody's face has that kind of look of disbelief. Like, no, this is really happening. This is really happening.
The home run was incredible. Oh. I mean, it was.
What was it?
Palakata.
Palakata.
When he called it. I mean, I don't know if it was the hardest home run to call because Torque had some good swings. And I'm watching the game at home, and I'm begging for them to pitch him a little inside. I'm like, please, God, give him something inner half of the plate, because Torque will destroy it if you do. And he's catching up to things. He's got this if you do it. And then, lo and behold, there it is.
And I like the play before the play. Like, right before that, he just barely fouled off a 2-2 pitch.
Yeah.
Just barely got his bat on it. And then the pitcher, because I backed it up. Well, I said, let me see that 2-2, the first foul off again after he did it. And I wanted to hear Gibby's, whoa!
Yeah,
so I back up the broadcast, and so I see the 2-2 pitch get fouled off just barely. And then they cut to a tight shot of the pitcher. I can't remember who it was. And he's looking at it, and he's going, no, no, no. All right. And I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't have shook off those first three pitches, because whatever you threw is about to go yard.
Yeah.
And it did.
And bye-bye baseball.
Palakata. All right, we swing around the NFL next with the Wide High Omaha 4-Down Rally Blitz thingy, then back to the Tigers here on Carson Anderson to Comerica on 97.1 The Ticket.